Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back, everybody. I don't have to tell you, Al, that I need mental help.
Okay.
If you have been listening to this show,
yeah,
you know that my mind is not going well right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I know.
So in a moment, we are bringing on the great psychologist, Dr. Joel Fish.
Yep, psychologist.
To help us to understand how to process our hatred of a player and still root for the team.
Okay.
I got to watch Aaron Nola tonight. And I no longer like him.
Oh.
How do I handle that? Yeah. But first, we have the outcome of our third first-round match. Ava, could you give us the results of the big face-off?
Yeah, this one is very close. Who is a better caller on the WIP morning show? With 56% of the vote, Simon John wins over Marissa from Tokyo.
Good morning. You guys are unbelievable.
Sorry.
Marissa really gave a run
yep.
to sign me and John. Marissa, this city must love Al. Simon and John's an amazing caller.
Yep.
He held her off, but it was tough.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see what happens with our final matchup of the morning. Who do we have here?
Who is a better caller on the WIP morning show? Kenny from the Dirty 30, Will of God.
Kenny. Mm.
This is interesting. I got Kenny, yeah. too. Al, you got Kenny, right?
Oh, this will be bigger than Arson Arnie.
Who do you have?
Oh,
Kenny or Will?
Kenny.
Will, however, has a very strong cult following.
Mm-hmm.
The people that can actually understand what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Will, seven plus six.
Which actually adds up to 76.
Right. All right. You're trying to get him votes. And do I have anything on the other contestant, Ken?
Good morning, everybody. What a great, great day this is.
All right.
There you go.
Remember, he has already credited his participation on this show with his soon-to-be-acquired new kidney.
Yes.
That's a first.
Yeah.
But on the line with us to help us through from the centers of sports psychology throughout the area is the brilliant Dr. Joel Fish. Hi, Dr. Fish.
Good morning, Angelo. Good morning, Rhea, Al.
Doc, hello. I'm having a lot of trouble today. The story came out a little while ago that the Phillies have roughly half their team that has not been vaccinated. On the mound is one of those people. Aaron Nola will pitch tonight. He has already said he will not get vaccinated and he will not tell me why. Could you explain to me how I'm supposed to process my anger at him and still root for his team?
Well, I think this is just another example in this age of social media. The more we're getting to know about our players as people and not just athletes, we realize there's some guys we like and some guys we may not like. So I think this is another example of how we have to figure out how to root for a team and root for guys that at the personal level we may not always agree with. And I think, you know, again, this is an example of what sports and society haven't common, because I think in this new phase of COVID, a lot of us are going to have to make decisions about return to in-person work, return to education, schools, and we're going to have conversations with people where we have to trust them, and we don't know what they're really doing. And so I think it's a really interesting example of what I'm sure is happening in the Phillies clubhouse, what we're talking about with all your listeners, and what you're going through, Angelo.
Well, here's the thing, Doc, all right? I don't know if it's healthy. Rhea will tell you she's never met anyone who holds grudges as intensely
yep.
as I do.
True.
And what I do is I get anger, then I assign blame, and then I focus. Is this a healthy way to control your life?
Well, I think, Angela, let's take a step back. Having spoken to you and listened to you over the years, first you get frustrated.
Yep.
Then you get angry. Mm-hmm. Then you start to hold a grudge. So if we're going to sort of turn around your ability to, you know, let go of grudges, there's ways I think you can de-escalate it earlier on. And then you've got to decide, if I'm going to let go of grudges, like, what am I going to fill that with?
Doc, you know what he has to take out of his...
When you let go of a grudge, you have to be open to filling the possibility of listening, of changing an opinion. Maybe I'm wrong. And so the question, Angelo, is whether you're open to considering those
things.
No,
missing the point. I have no intention of changing.
No, what he starts with is, he's dead to me. You need to take that out of your vocabulary.
No, like that thing. That's fairly new. I got that from The Sopranos.
Yeah, you say it at least 3 times a day.
No, I know you do. But hold on, Doc. What I need to know is this. Is it unhealthy mentally to do this, or is this better than storing it all up inside like an owl and then killing someone and hiding them in the trunk?
I don't even have a trunk. It's a hatchback.
Was that a person or a cat, Al? I forget. That's what happened.
Is it unhealthy? Will I get ulcers? Will I have heart conditions? Will I have problems because I'm this wet?
Well, in general, I think anger is sort of not good for us, and anger is a little corrosive. In other words, it just chips away at our health. So I think there's a lot of value, Angelo, in terms of learning to let go of grudges and anger for your own health. But you also have to take a look at, like, what's the gain that I have from holding on to grudges? Does it give me a chance just to, you know, spout out angry things? Does it, you know, give me a chance to get other things off my chest? Like, I think we're onto something here, because I think it would be healthier for you to learn to have some choices. Maybe there's some grudges you want to hold on to. Maybe there's some there aren't.
Well, make a list.
All right, hold on. Let me go through a couple of these others, Doc, because these are really bad right now. Carson Wentz, all right? That yesterday they finally took the thing down, the banner he had up there, right? Every time I hear his name, my blood boils, because A, I know he quit on my team. B, he found his passion for football again when he got to Indy, where he wanted to go. And I can't wait for the season to start so I can actively root against him. Big time. Like, as much as I root for the Eagles, I want him to throw a pick six on his first throw. All right? Is this unhealthy? Is this wrong? Or is this a way for me to be true to myself that I can't stand that fraud?
I don't think it's healthy for you, and I always am looking for the reason why. And on the one hand, Angela, I always respect that you have a certain principle or value that a person, if they're, you know, should give you an honest day's work every day, and a person should be accountable for what they do, and a person should own up to their mistakes and say, I messed up. And I think part of your grudge or anger towards Carson is that you don't feel he did those kinds of things. And I wouldn't want to take that away from you, but, you know, to harbor it and then root against somebody, I happen to believe that, you know, the there's a cost to all that kind of thing. And I'll tell you, the grudge that you've had that I might be the place to start in terms of letting go of grudges is Gabe Kapler.
No, I'm not letting go of that one.
Angela, let me ask you a question.
I hate him.
I know you do. That's why I'm thinking, if we look at Gabe Kapler, if we look at Andy Reid, if we took it Simmons, he's the place to start, because I think that would be the easiest one for you to say to yourself at some level, let it go, enough already, and give the guy credit that maybe he's managing a team and has learned something from his experience here that will allow you to free up some of that anger and fill it with something that's a little more positive.
Now, listen, this is where I'm having problems, all right, Doc? Ben Simmons, you just mentioned Ben Simmons. All right, so he blows the season. He won't dunk the freaking ball. He's afraid to go to the free throw. Talk about a guy who needs a shrink. He's what? Now, it's 2 weeks later, Doc, and now I'm watching him at Wimbledon with his tongue down the throat of TV host Maya Jama. All right? When I see that, I go nuts. How can I not? Isn't that a human reaction?
It's his birthday.
All right, first step is just to calm down a little, Angela, okay? I'm going to pause with you right now. Just let's take a little break here, okay? Take a deep breath.
Okay. Okay.
So again, listen to what you're saying. Because Ben Simmons didn't perform well,
yeah.
I think another thing that really gets you angry is how a person responds to it. And as I've heard you talk over the week, your principle or your value is if someone doesn't perform well, they should be as disappointed as I am with
yeah.
their performance.
Yes.
They should be as angry as I am. And when you see Ben Simmons at Wimbledon and when you see him having a good time, that cuts across a certain...
No, not having a good time. And he was playing tonsil hockey with Maya Jama. That's not having a good time. That's not focusing on your free throw shooting. That's focusing on other matters.
That is a good
time. In another country.
That is a good time.
Well, it might be. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's not what I'm looking for. I want him to want it as badly as I do.
That's it. That's it. And what we have to do with those kinds of situations, I'm suggesting if you want to learn how to let go of grudges,
yes.
okay? If you don't, then you won't.
So what do I do?
To just change your expectations a little bit. This guy is someone who plays basketball. Carson Wentz is someone who plays football. And you know what? I'm going to just have to change my expectations that, you know, I'm not going to compromise my principles, but I'm not going to expect them to be my clone. I'm not going to expect them to react just the way I do. I'm not going to expect them to feel the same things I do. These aren't easy things, but this is the roadmap towards letting go of grudges.
Doc, can we be honest here?
Yeah.
In your career as a sports psychologist, have you ever encountered a colleague, a sports psychologist you did not like?
Of course.
How did you process that?
I mean, I have to go through with my colleague what you have to go through with your colleagues. No names. We don't have to say that. And or other people in our personal lives, which is we have to figure out a way to get along with them. And what's a mountain issue where I have to say, I don't like that. That's unacceptable. What's a molehill issue where I have to let some stuff go one ear and out the other? Like, it's really interesting. In baseball, I've worked all the sports. Like, in baseball, they play 162 games. They are with people that are from different backgrounds. They don't like some of these guys. But they have to figure out a way to play together, work together. And it's interesting to me with the Nola situation, but it's really to answer your question, I had to figure out a way to get along with that, find the middle ground, compromise, have the difficult conversations when I needed to, cling to the common goal, sports psychology, whatever it is, you know, in terms of getting people better. So that's the roadmap, Angelo.
Do you hate anyone right now, Dr. Fish?
Do I hate anyone?
Right now.
At this moment? Not at this moment. But I experience jealousy. I experience hate. That's part of human nature.
All
it's
right,
just
Doc.
Learning how to handle it and learning what the reasons are for it. Because I don't think hate for me, I don't think grudges for you are really good for our health. I think we have to learn ways to let go of that, move on, and just enough already. Because I think that's important for our physical health and our mental health, Angela.
Doc, I'm going to take this all seriously, and hopefully tomorrow I'll be different.
Oh, yeah.
I will attempt to be different tomorrow. But you, my friend, you are amazingly brilliant. You're brilliant. If we ever have a contest out for the best contributors, the
right.
guests, Doc, you're in the top 10 for sure. You're brilliant. It must be great. But deep down, I think there's still one or two of these shrinks you can't stand. That's my guess. I could be wrong. Could be wrong. Centers for Sports Psychology throughout the area. Thank you, doctor.
Talk to you later.
All right, Al, could you ever be like that? There's people you hate. You've been violent with people in your life.
But I don't hate them. I just hit them.
Okay.
You
two of you are both mentally challenged.
That's healthy? No, Rhea.
No, I don't anymore.
Rhea, I know you. You're very aggressive.
No,
there are people you can't stand.
No, not people I hate, but... what I am, and you've seen it, and you've known me for over 20 years, I have a temper.
Yeah.
I get very mad, very hot, very fast, quick, and then it dies down fairly quickly.
See, that's the part I don't like of your personality. Uh-huh. You should hold on to it.
I do. Yeah. I get over things. I mean, I initially yell and scream, and then within a couple minutes, I'm done.
You know, I did some thinking yesterday.
Uh-huh.
This is horrible to share.
Here we go.
I realized, Al, this is how bad it is for me right now. Uh-huh. When somebody emailed me that Carson Wentz opens the season in Seattle,
okay,
where he's 0-5, and
that's
he said,
a tough place.
There's
yeah.
a really good chance he's going to lose the opener.
Right.
And I sat there and I went, That would be awesome.
I agree with you.
And then I realized
that
if I had my choice between Wentz losing the first game or the Cowboys losing the first game, I would rather Wentz lose it.
And a lot of people.
I hate Wentz right now in this moment in time.
Who's
Dallas more than playing? I hate the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm. Who's Dallas playing?
It doesn't matter to me. Wentz is more important that he lose. Now, I don't think that's curable with one conversation with
Dallas. I think it's a short-term thing.
I don't even think. Why? With the amount of road you have left, why would you want to change?
All right. Now, on the line, I think we got to clarify this point, Al. Yeah. Because I have Spike Eskin on the line. And right now, he's on the seat. Because people believe that he has become a Yankee fan. Here to clear it up is kind of program director here, soon to be program director, if he's not already, at WFA out of New York. Spike, is that you tweeted that?
I did tweet that, Angelo.
Oh, no. Wait a minute. Spike, are you a Yankee fan?
Angelo, there's just no way you can argue 27 championships.
Oh, no. Spike, were you lied to us all these years about being a Phillies fan?
Look. All I think about is Derek Jeter.
I think about winning.
I think about championships. I think about pinstripes. I think about the Bronx. I think about history, the most important franchise in all of sports. I can't lie to you, Angelo. I hope the Yankees win.
All right. Tonight, when the Yankees are facing the Phillies, you are going to be rooting for your new city, not your old city?
Andrew, I can't lie to you. Deep down inside, I've always wanted to be this. And
you have to understand. You have to follow Spike on Twitter to know.
He's sarcastic.
Yes.
All right, Spike, this is a scam. Is that what you're telling me?
No. The tweet is what the tweet is.
Oh, man.
Wait a minute. So up in New York, I don't know which place you're going to be today. Up in New York, you will indicate to the people that you are working with in New York that you are rooting for the Yankees. Is that correct?
Absolutely. I purchased a Yankees hat a couple weeks ago. I've been waiting to do it my whole life.
Wow.
And now I've been wearing it when we record our podcast.
Wow.
I'm just thinking about, you know, if you just count the titles 1 to 27, it could take you all day.
But you don't have to worry. There hasn't been one since 2009. It's been a while now, Spike.
That's more recent than 2008.
Yeah, who'd they beat?
All right. They beat the Phillies. Wait. Hold on, Spike. 2009 World Series. Yankees, Phillies. Who were you rooting for?
Well, are we talking about outwardly rooting for or what was really in my heart?
What was really in your heart?
I mean, the Bronx was in my heart. Pinstripes were in my heart, if I'm being honest.
Spike, I don't know what to say. I'm not sure at this point you can come back here. I think it's over.
A new podcast, Straddle the Fences.
Spike,
look, right now I'm in a tattoo studio getting Derek Jeter's face on my tattoo.
Get out of here.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.